Welcome to Medified, a podcast about web dev and tech news that pique my interest. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm looking forward to this episode. A new major version 9 of NPM has been released. The main goal of this release is to consolidate the legacy configuration where possible and standardize the reasonable defaults. This update, therefore, stands as a groundwork for the next releases and hopefully will improve the default experience with NPM. When it comes to changes, the most noticeable ones are the new ranges of versions of the Node.js server. The authorization options have been updated as well, so legacy auth types like SSO and SAML have been consolidated into legacy type, and the default authorization type is now web. A user command and login command have been separated into two commands and communicate with the server differently. And if you're using the npm bin command by any chance, please be advised that it has been removed in favor of npex and npm exec. Make sure to update it as soon as possible. Another noticeable change is with setting the configuration of npm, which will no longer work with deprecated or invalid config options. And I wonder why it works with the invalid config options in the first place. Let's talk about the release dates. If you are eager to try it out today, remember to install version 9 explicitly, since it is not tagged as the latest yet. The release process will take a few weeks and will end roughly at the end of January next year. But the most important date is the 9th of November, when version 9 will be generally available and will be tagged as the latest. If you're interested, you can find more information in the official blog post. The link will be in the description of the episode. At the latest Next.js conf, we got to see the release of the newest Next.js 13. Vercel has also shared some details on the alpha version of their new successor to Webpack, so let's take a look at both of those and see what they bring to the table. The motto of this conference was dynamic without limits, and the updates are revolving around this. The file structure-based router got a revamp with the introduction of the new app directory. It is the result of the layout's RFC, and it supports a bunch of new features. Sharing UI elements while preserving state has never been easier with the introduction of layouts. And layouts are great because they share UI between pages, they remain inactive, and they preserve state on navigation, and you can also nest them. The other great thing about the new app directory is that it supports React's new server components architecture. And this is awesome because if it works, it will enable us to build pages that load much faster, since server components have no impact on the client.js bundle. Last but not least, the app directory introduces progressive rendering and incremental streaming of UI to the client. Streaming works really well when deployed to Vercel, and the responses are streamed by default in both the Node.js and Edge runtime. And can you imagine a new next release without an update to the next image component? Well, I cannot, and the Vercel team is on the same page with me here. Joking aside, the component is now stable, and it should improve the user experience when displaying images. Next image ships less JavaScript, requires alt tags by default, and it allows us to display images without layout shift thanks to a little bit of magic. Next 13 also introduces a beta version of a new font system. It seems to be a feature-rich solution for working with fonts in your apps because it automatically optimizes your custom fonts and even takes care of self-hosting for your custom fonts, while also automatically resolving the layout shift using the size adjust CSS property. It also allows you to use all of the Google fonts in your apps without making any potentially privacy violating requests to Google, which is always a good thing. Also, you no longer need to nest an anchor tag in the Nextlink component, and the team also prepared a code mod tool that will adjust the link components for you if you choose to upgrade. Perhaps the most exciting thing is the inclusion of the successor to Webpack I mentioned at the beginning of the article. Next 13 introduces the alpha version of TurboPack, a Webpack replacement written in Rust. The part of the post where they mention it seems to bid farewell to ye old Webpack, so let's take a look at some benchmarks, shall we? Using the TurboPack with Next 13, we should get updates that are like 700 times faster than Webpack and even 10 times faster than Weed. So, off the charts, man. So, how is that TurboPack is faster than even Weed? Well, it only bundles the minimum assets required in development, so startup can be extremely fast. It also has support for server components, for TypeScript, JSX, CSS, you name it. Support is crucial when the claim is to replace Webpack. It's important to note that the alpha version only supports the dev environment, while the team is working on build with TurboPack for a future release. Next is killing it with the support for server components and the TurboPack, and I can't wait to try both soon. You can find links to both the Next 13 post, where you can find the changelog and breaking changes, and a separate post on TurboPack. And just a quick heads up about Node, because the new minor version of Node.js 18 was released last week. This version, with the codename Hydrogen, marks the transition of Node.js 18 into long-term support, and it will stay there for the upcoming year. After that, it will be moved into maintenance up until the year 2025, therefore you have plenty of time to update, but please, don't leave it up until the last day. Thanks for tuning in to Minified. If you like what I do, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Catch you later!